My first guest of the afternoon is on the line. He is Mike Abel. He's head of Saatchi Africa and a marketing expert. More than that, he's recently won the 2025 Financial Mail Ad Focus Lifetime Achievement Award. And yeah, that is no mean feat. So talking to me about these achievements and a career that spans 30 years is Mike Abel. Mike, thanks for being with me this afternoon on Chai FM.
Simon, great to be with you and good afternoon to all your listeners.
So I saw a very swishy picture of you in the South African Jewish Report wearing a very dark black suit and very happening with it, glasses, frames. And I thought, do you reckon there's a memo out there somewhere saying that advertising men and architects need to wear black suits and have great glasses?
Yes, there's definitely a very clear brief that we all get sent at birth. And our parents store it for us until we graduate, and then you present it with it, and then you know what your dress code is.
That's amazing, amazing. I looked and thought, this guy's one of two things. And great picture, by the way. Mazel tov on the
Thank
award.
You.
It's one Thank hell you. Of an achievement. What does it mean for you?
You know, Simon, it's a very interesting thing. I mean, part of these things is always, you know, I guess attending your own funeral. You get to hear people say these marvelous things about you. But you don't expect to hear in your own lifetime, you know. It's very wonderful, lovely, humbling, whatever the word is, to hear all of these nice things, but most of all, to be recognized. And the reality for me is, you know, I've had one quote on my wall my whole career, which is the people with the best people win. And as I said in my speech on the night, advertising is not tennis, it's rugby, it's a team sport. And so I actually accept this award on behalf of my team. It's as much for me as for them, because unless you've got a brilliant team behind you, you never get to walk up on that stage. So it's wonderful to be acknowledged, but it's actually great acknowledgement for my company, for my clients, for our production people. It's a shared award. It's not an individual one, although they give it to an individual.
You know, so often people say that and you really wonder if they're telling you the truth. In your instance, it has to be so. It's that simple. It has to be so. You could guide it. You can, I don't know, give the ethical basis for it. You can do all that. But without the team, without the creatives, without everybody pulling, it can't happen. So you're making a lot of sense to me this afternoon. If you're looking back over your 30-year career, what milestones or turning points do you feel that maybe have defined your path?
Well, I think, you know, my first ad agency I started, called Glass Ads, during apartheid. I'm a PE boy, Babeta, as they now call it.
Yeah,
I opened my first ad agency advertising on the back window of black taxis in the 80s in partnership with the Umkhedo Black Taxi Association. So it was quite unusual for a Jewish white boy to be walking around Zwide, KwaZakhele, New Brighton, and Motherwell. And then I've spent, you know, my entire advertising career since then. I was then conscripted to the army, and other businesses like CommuterNet took the place of what I was doing. But I've really worked for three great companies in my career. The first was the White House DDB, so the global DDB group. And then I worked for the Ogilvy group from age 25 to 41. And then I worked within Saatchi, M&C Saatchi PLC, for the past 17 years. And 2 years ago, we bought our company back out of the global international group. So we are now a 100% locally owned company. We are the largest independent agency on the African continent, but we are now a private company. So although the main advertising agency is called M&C Saatchi Abel, it is 100% locally owned.
I want to talk to you about your time in Australia, because it's something we have in common. I'm fascinated by it. We're both back. I think that's what's quite interesting. Tall poppy, is it real? Is that your experience? What was your take on your Australian foray?
Sure. So the tall poppy syndrome is a real thing that I experienced. And when I say experienced, not in a negative way, it's not anything that got under my skin. And the reason that we came back from Australia after such a short while was because my mom, I'm talking nonsense, Oedipus Rex, my wife, my wife missed her parents and her sister so much that she wanted to come back to South Africa. And as it transpired, it was a great decision in hindsight. Yeah. But at the time, it was a bit odd to come back so quickly because I greatly enjoyed running the MNC Saatchi Group in Australia. But the thing that did amuse me, even though within an Ogilvy context, I'd sat on their global brains trust of their top 30 executives, and I had helped them create their global integration strategy and all sorts of stuff that I'd done globally for many, many years. When I got there, a number of the people were walking around and saying, you know, Shane, Mike is such a nice guy, but you know that he is from South Africa, and we just need to give him enough time to get up to speed with global marketing and global advertising. And that was their very sweet and charming way of undermining me.
So
you can resonate, hey, Simon?
You can't believe I'm actually red in the face as you're talking, but go on, yeah. I'm loving it.
So what I did was I bought a number of them a dictionary, and I would give it to them as a gift. And the reason I gave them that dictionary is I felt they needed to know the difference between the word nice and the word weak, because when it came to me, it was very important for them to understand the difference between those two words.
That's pretty spectacular, the difference between the word nice and the difference between the word weak. I love that. There's a book in there. All right, so let's come back to South Africa. Talk to me a little bit about the state of play in South Africa. How would you characterize the current state of advertising and creativity in South Africa?
Well, I think South Africa has got a world-class advertising industry. If you have a look over the years and what has come from South Africa and who has come from South Africa, we have been able to play Wimbledon centre court for as long as I've been in the industry. I think what we have as a challenge today is simply the devaluation of our currency and being up against, you know, hard currency markets that have got very big budgets, and you are all on the same tennis courts now playing, but they've got, you know, $1 million for a piece of music by Rihanna, and you might be having to buy a local piece of music simply because in dollar terms you can't afford to pay that kind of money. And they might be having Scarlett Johansson in their ad as the lead person. And so it becomes very difficult from a financial point of view. So concepts and ideas are one thing, and I think that our concepts and ideas are right up there with the best. But your ability to pull it off executionally is becoming harder and harder. And so that's who you're up against. So I think that the work that we produce is outstanding, but I do think that we have to be that much cleverer and box that much more smartly in order to play the role. So if you had to look at how many awards South Africa used to win historically compared to now, I think we are punching below our weight because of that, just because of the scale of the work that we can do from here. And we even see it at the Lurie's, to be honest, Simon, where the Middle East, the UAE, are able to put a lot more money behind their production values than we are.
Isn't there a flip side to that, in that we cheap for foreigners to commission the work here?
100%. No. So as a production industry, we offer exceptional value. We're permanently on half-price sale. Black Friday every day in the South African ad industry.
100%, red balloon and all.
But in terms of the work that we can produce for our own clients locally, and it's not victim mentality and it's not boohoo, because I love the work we do and I think that the work we do is outstanding. But your question is, in terms of being able to compete globally at those award shows, I think strategically we can. And I think creatively we can, but I think executionally we have pressure.
Mike, I did a bit of Googling on you, and they talk about, I'm going to read this, brutal simplicity of thought, values-driven creativity, and I don't have a cotton clue what they're talking about. Explain.
Okay, so brutal simplicity of thought was created by the Lord. So you thought that the tablets came down, the Ten Commandments? Well, brutal simplicity of thought was also created by the Lord. It just happened to be the Lord Saatchi, Morris. And he wrote Brutal Simplicity of Thought because simple messages enter the brain quicker and stay there longer. Okay. So that was and is the central tenet, I guess, of Morris Saatchi, David Kershaw, Jeremy Sinclair, and Bill Muirhead. They're the founders of MNC Saatchi Worldwide. That was their founding belief. And we found it to be true. So we set ourselves up to be a threshing machine that separates the wheat from the chaff. that gets to the nub of something? What is that core idea that can shift perception about why I should buy that brand versus another brand? Does that make sense?
It does make sense. I'm just wondering how you infuse that, or maybe that's where the values-driven creativity comes in, because, I don't reckon you want to be seen as a guy flogging product to somebody who doesn't need it or no value in it. Or are there products you'd say no to?
Yeah, there are products that I'd say no to. So, for example, I don't work on tobacco and I don't like tobacco because I think the product itself is inherently carcinogenic. But other than that, I don't believe it's the role of an advertising agency to be the parent of society. I think if there is a parental role, then that would be for a government to play that role and to make things legal or illegal. But I do have a particular issue with tobacco. That's my hobby horse. The other thing I wanted to say to you, apropos understanding brutal simplicity of Simon, of thought, Simon, in terms of putting it into a clear example, if you had to ask Phil Knight of Nike, for example, who is the enemy of Nike? Because I always think it's useful to look at who the enemy is of a company in terms of defining what you should do for him. He's not going to say Adidas or Reebok or any other brand. He's going to say apathy. Unless I can fight against apathy every day, unless I can get people off the couch and moving, I can't sell more sneakers. So when we were given a tiny brand many, many years ago called Take Two, we rebranded that company takealot.com because why take two when you can take a lot?
Take a lot.
Exactly. And then the first thing that we were asked to do was to come up with a radio campaign to build the brand. And I looked at the brand and I thought, well, who is the enemy of Take-A-Lot? It wasn't Kalahari. It was instant gratification. When people want something, they want it now. They don't want to wait a week. So applying brutal simplicity of thought, we said to Take-A-Lot.com, why don't you buy Mr. Delivery? Because when they're not delivering lunch and supper, they can be delivering TV sets and tennis rackets and tennis balls and anything else that begins with a T, tackies, back to Phil Knight. So that's how we solve problems at the agency. We look at what the brutal simplicity of thought is, not just an ad, it's the concept that is going to unlock growth.
Final question for you, because we're out of time. For young people entering advertising today, what qualities do you believe are essential for them to thrive?
Well, the most important two things you need is curiosity and imagination. Anything can flow from there. So you need to know your craft. If you want to be a copywriter, best you study copywriting and you are good at English and you love the language. If you want to be an art director, you need to study design. You need to understand that. If you want to be in strategy or in account management, you need to study a BCom. You need to study marketing. You need to get the experience. So a lot of people think that advertising is winging it and it's about art. Well, it's also about science in equal balance. So you need to understand the science of it and then apply the art, as opposed to trying to, fly by the seat of your pants. But it's a wonderful industry. I've been in it for 35 years. Hopefully I'll be in it for a number of years still, if my partners don't send me to the glue factory, because it's something that I've enjoyed doing every single day. Every day is a different brief. Every day is a different challenge.
And I've thoroughly enjoyed every moment talking to you, Mark Abel. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Simon.